Second down play, and the Pirates are on the board for the first time tonight. It's now Ubley 8, Harbor Beach 6 with a two-point conversion upcoming. A minute 56 left.
It's an effortless accuracy for Dylan Kadar. That play was designed to go to the left. It was a streak down the sideline, and Mason Booms got in a battle with the defensive back. And credit the Ubley defensive back. Takes Booms out of the play. Kadar looks to scramble to the right. He sees a linebacker there spying him. So he, on the run, to his right, lofts it into the end zone. And Nathan Seaman is there. He beats defender Kyle Sweeney, a sophomore, who's only 5'8", 160. Huge height advantage for Nathan Seaman, but that throw was perfect over the shoulder. Beautiful throw and catch from Kadar to Seaman.
And going for two, Anderson's actually brought down way back at the 4-yard line, so the Ubley Bearcats retain the lead at number 44. Shane Ozendowski brought him down in the backfield. It's 8-6, Ubley leading Harbor Beach with a minute 56 left in the first quarter. It's going to be a thriller all the way to the end. We can feel it already right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in 5x5 or 5x6 starting at $499. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 190 variations of the 450, including the Ruger AR-450 and exclusive Model 77 Hawkeye 450 in 20-inch or 24-inch barrels. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch Camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake only $499.95. Visit randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
A minute 56, and Harbor Beach is on the board, but they trail by 2 points as a big kick from Luke Wicke comes into the 10-yard line into Carson Husky's hands. He's across the 20, down to the 25, and takes on his defender. That'd be number 53, Ben Rogenbuck for Harbor Beach, and he brings him down to the 31-yard line. A nice return for Haleski, and he gives Ubley decent field position, a 69-yard field to work with. First and 10, left right across the radio with a two-point lead, 8-6 over Harbor Beach.
You're absolutely right, Clark. Decent field position is exactly what I was going to use to describe that. But it was a good return. He comes straight ahead. There's really not a lot of openings. He takes the most he could get with Zaleski. But we'll see how Ubley responds. They relied heavily on Casey Sweeney on the first series that scored them the touchdown. A broken play led to a big loss on the second play, or second series. And forced Ubley to punt, so they got a great drive and a touchdown. They got a three and out and a punt. We'll see if they can find that middle ground now.
Sweeney hands it off to Oberski. He jumps across to about to the 35-yard line. This will be gain of 4 on the play. Tackle made by Ethan Hessling, linebacker for Harbor Beach. Second down and 6 upcoming for the Bearcats. We're at a minute 30 remaining in the first quarter.
That's exactly what they want. If they can get 3 yards, it doesn't matter who they hand it to. If they can get 3 yards, you will get any defense, not just Harbor Beach, but any defense to continue to try to bunch up the middle, and that's when Casey Sweeney can hit him on the outside for a big one. He hasn't hit him for a big one yet, but he's been able to get 6 or 7 when they needed it.
Second down, 6 to go from the 35-yard line. Left for across the radio, 3 yards inside the right hash. Casey Sweeney is under center, less than 10 seconds on the play clock. Hands it off to his number 44, Shane Ozentowski, and he's met after a 2-yard gain at the 37-yard line. And Harbor Beach is fired up after that stop. Tackle made by number 65 for Harbor Beach. That would be Dakota Deer, defensive tackle. Third down and 4 to go for the Ubley Bearcats.
That was one of the better stops by that Harbor Beach defensive front. Shane Ozentowski has been able to get 3 whenever he's wanted. He gets a little less that time, but those big guys for the Harbor Beach defensive front is able to not allow that extra yard or two that Ozentowski usually gets because of his size.
Less than 30 seconds to play. Third down and 4 upcoming for the Bearcats. Casey Sweeney surveys the defense. 3 men backfield, straight T. Sweeney hands off to Ozentowski again. He's very close to that first down marker, and he gets it by about a half of a yard, all to the 42-yard line. Tackle made by number 9. Number 9, that'd be Mason Booms, as well as number 65, Dakota Deer, for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Move the chains, though, for the third time tonight for the LB Bearcats, and we've reached the end of the first quarter.
Very interesting is Shane Ozentoski. When he gets the ball, they run right at Evan Smiglinski, the biggest defender that Harbor Beach has. They've run right at him and countered off of him, whether they've gone around him or cut inside of him. We'll see how Harbor Beach responds to that and if Ubley keeps attacking.
It's time for a short break. We'll have the second quarter upcoming right here on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
Meet Miss Penny Patty. She's always prepared for anything. Cops pull her over.
I've got my current registration and proof of insurance glued to my visor.
And the groceries in a refrigerator.
They're aligned by order of expiration date, always.
And when it comes to Christmas shopping,
I have it all done by December 1st or earlier.
That's why this year, Miss Penny Patty is doing all her holiday shopping early at Thumb Cellular, especially when she explored thumbcellular.com/deals. She found out Thumb Cellular is offering $100 account credit if she adds a line to her account or makes the switch to Thumb Cellular, or a $50 account credit if she upgrades her smartphone, plus 15 extra gig of data for each new smartphone purchase. Now with all her holiday shopping done early,
I now have time to rake the leaves in my yard in piles organized by color, of course.
So take it from Miss Penny Patty. Do your holiday shopping early at Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. To your contract on smartphones, terms and conditions apply.
We have played 12 minutes, and both teams have scored one. Subley with the difference maker, though, is a two-point conversion. They lead 8-6 over the hosting Harbor Beach Pirates in the Division 8 District Championship. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Mark McConnell, Rochelle Thompson, and Dan Banky with your call tonight on the WLAW Sports Network. Now moving right to left across your radio, Casey Sweeney and the LB Bearcats on offense for the third time this evening. It's going to hand off to Colin Obrisky. He gets to the line of scrimmage and falls forward out for maybe 2 yards. Tackle made by Devin Buff, middle linebacker for the Harbor Beach Pirates. They're going to say it's a 2 yard gain, second down and 8, maybe second down and 7.
I think they're going to say 8, Clark. 2 yards for Obrisky. Just not a lot going there. That front four of Harbor Beach is going to have to continue to win some battles. The Ubley, undersized Ubley offensive line has been good enough, chipping just enough to allow those running backs to push ahead and get a couple extra yards.
11:25 remaining in the first half. Casey Sweeney with a two-point lead under center at their own 43-yard line. And quarterback keeper misdirection opposite side, weak side, and gets down a yard short of the first down right at midfield and to the 50-yard line. Tackle made by Grant Smiglinski, defensive end. And it's bringing up a third down and very manageable third down in less than a yard.
Casey Sweeney is the best change of direction back that the Ubley Bearcats have. And that was a complete misdirection, sellout run to the right. And when he turned around, even he was surprised. There was a defensive end right there in the backfield waiting for him, forced him to the middle of the field. So Casey Sweeney takes it, he cuts up the middle, and there's nobody there. That's what you want to do as the end, is take away the edge, force him up the middle. No linebackers there, and Casey Sweeney is able to make third down very short, about a yard to go.
Third and a yard, and they're going to hand it off to Shane Ozentoski. He has positive yards, and then 10 yards beyond that. He's all the way down to the Harbor Beach 40-yard line. Tackle made by Mason Booms, and we have a down player. That would be Mason Booms, who made the tackle. Shane Ozentoski looked like he was shot out like a cannon.
Yeah, when you get through that defensive line, those linebackers are the ones that are going to have to make the tackle. There was no linebacker, again, anywhere near the area, and that forces their defensive backs like Anderson and Kadar and Mason Booms to come in and make tackles on these big backs with a full head of steam, and Mason Booms paid for it.
Injured player on the field, 10:33 remaining in the second quarter. We'll return in 30 seconds right here on the WLW Sports Network, Ubley 8, Harbor Beach 6.
Here in Auto Parts, your Auto Value Store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard-to-find parts for cars, heavy-duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in Auto Value Warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow Parts. That's at Huron Auto Parts, your go-to auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your auto value